I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, welcome back. Good to be with you on a Wednesday. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop in the next segment of the show. Find out what they've got going on the show. 713-572-4610 if you want to weigh in on anything we've been talking about today. The Astros, they win yesterday, 5-0. So the Tampa Bay Rays, a playoff team as of right now, and they probably will make the playoffs, have scored 0 runs against the Astros in 2 games. Tonight is a Lance McCullers night. So he's back home in South Florida in the Tampa St. Pete area. Gets to pitch in front of some friends, I would imagine, and hopefully he keeps the trend going here. They were talking about last night on the broadcast, Seth. They were laying out on the broadcast, Todd Callis and Jeff Blum, the 7 starting pitchers for the Astros right now. And obviously they're not going to go into the postseason with 7 starting pitchers. They laid it out sort of graphically, and I felt good about the take the other day when we were talking about it. The way they laid it out, Verlander, Fromber, and Lance were sort of across the top of the graphic in a bigger size and font. The other 4 guys, Urquidy, in no particular order, Urquidy, Garcia, Hunter Brown, and Christian Javier, they were in smaller fonts across the bottom. And Callis and Blum were saying that's a good kind of graphical look at it because that's probably how it's going to play out. Those first 3 guys are not going to get handled with any special kid gloves or any sort of piggybacking treatment or anything. They're going to go as far as they can go, and then it's going to be conventional baseball, whereas the other 4 are probably going to be some sort of piggyback relief mix if all 4 of them are on the playoff roster.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the debate about exactly how it should go and how it should look is really wasted breath when what it's going to come down to is specific matchups versus lineups. And that's where it gives them a lot of flexibility. And depending on whether it's a lefty heavy lineup or, and if Dusty chooses to go by the actual stats or by old school notions of who's good versus lefties and righties. So that's where it gets a little bit interesting. But I think it's as simple as they've got a lot of guys who are very comfortable being either a starter or a reliever, and that ego is not going to be wrapped up and involved in it the way I think even just less than 10 years ago thought a lot more about that stuff, whereas modern pitchers just don't care as much about it. And with the Astros, they've shown what flexibility in your pitching staff can do in the playoffs. So there's a track record there. And I think what it comes down to is almost in a way, Dusty, who gets plenty of, I think, justified criticism at times for some of his moves. When you've got that many good options from which to choose, it somehow brings more scrutiny when it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
That we're all going to say, well, it's obvious that Abreu was a stupid choice at that point. What the hell are you doing?
Well, because you could have had Hunter
come in instead of a stupid reliever. What are you doing?
Because when you've got a bunch of high-performing guys and you choose one that performs poorly, the immediate hair trigger reaction is, why didn't you use high performer over here who didn't get in the game? You know?
Yeah, it was just so clear that Gerrit Cole, for instance, who's never been a reliever before, it would be just fine coming in compared to leaving the start. It's never so simple when it doesn't work out.
Performance-wise, Hunter Brown should be on the playoff roster, but they were debating and discussing it last night. And I get it; it's 2-3 games, whatever it's been, for 2 starts and 1 relief appearance. But he has been not just statistically dynamic, Seth. Like, you watch him pitch. And he first of all, he looks like Verlander pitching. His pitching motion looks exactly like Justin Verlander, which has been his goal from the time he touched a baseball, it sounds like, because he's from Detroit, where Justin pitched
like
for so many years.
He's like the new singer for Journey. It's like you can't even tell the difference between That's him exactly and the original
right.
Steve Perry.
This man's...
Other than, I mean, if you looked at him, you can tell the difference, but you listen to him and you can't tell.
That's right.
Likewise, Hunter Brown, if you didn't see the face, then, and somebody told you that's Verlander.
Yeah.
Like, if you scrutinized it, you'd be able to figure it out. But it's almost even like Hunter Brown, he even stands, you know, Verlander's got kind of like a little bit of an awkward, almost like knock-kneed way he stands.
Yes.
It looks unathletic.
Yes.
It's weird because he's so good, but he stands kind of funny. Even Hunter Brown stands that way. So if somebody told you that that was Verlander, you'd be like, okay, cool, whatever. And you wouldn't think too much about it.
Yeah.
That's how weirdly he mimics his motion.
Yeah, and his stuff is electric. His stuff is electric. So I guess the reason you debate it is because it is Dusty that's making these decisions, presumably. I don't know. Maybe the front office is involved, I would think, maybe with putting the playoff roster together, which 26 guys they take into a playoff series. To me, there's no debate. Like, to me, if you're going to be leaving guys off of the playoff roster, it's going to come from – if you're leaving somebody from the starting rotation off of the playoff roster, it's going to come from probably, I would say, either – Luis Garcia or Jose Urquidy, one of those two?
Yeah. I guess the biggest difference, though, too, is both those guys have done well in the playoffs as young, unproven players.
Experience, and they have experience now.
But I'm almost thinking they have experience, but I'm thinking about the fact that they also did really well as young, inexperienced players in the playoffs. So it feels hypocritical almost to say, like, well, those guys are experienced versus Hunter Brown, when those guys themselves were very impressive as young, unproven players in the playoffs. But if anything, the interesting thing is going to be the mix of starters to relievers on the final playoffs roster.
Yep, absolutely it will. Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop here in just a few minutes. Seth, I like the fact that you go scouring the internet for odds these days. This is a fun new wrinkle in Seth Payne that I'm really enjoying.
Because I don't actually have to think about these player odds. I can just do the when it comes to player prop bets and or things like whether Aaron Judge will be a New York Yankee next year. I've been pushing this. I've been trying to get something going where I create like a kind of a belief or a theory that Aaron Judge wants to come to the Astros, and I'm not getting anybody that's taking me on it. Like, even when I ask hypotheticals, like, nobody thinks that Aaron Judge would go to the Astros, and it's been disappointing to me. But I didn't realize that, despite the fact that he's not thought to be remotely close to coming to the Astros, the odds are right now that he won't be a New York Yankee next year. It's plus 175 that he's with the Yankees next year. That's a 36.4% probability versus the field, which it would be the favorite. So, yes, the Yankees are the most favored team to which he would return. But when you add up everybody else, it's the Giants, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Red Sox. One of those teams is most likely, it's most likely it'll be one of those teams more so than the New York Yankees, which will make me oh so happy, especially if it's a, this is what I really need to happen to make maximum misery for the New York Yankees. I need Aaron Judge to sign with a new team within days of their playoff departure.
They just don't wait.
Nope, I'm out of here. The Garrett Cole style, just in the clubhouse, is giving an interview about how he's not even a Yankee anymore. I need him to be a complete bitch about this. Please, Aaron Judge, be a complete and total bitch about
this. Put a hat on that's your agency, not a Yankee hat. Say, I guess I got to do this press conference as a representative of myself, like Garrett Cole did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Total bitch. I like that.
It would be. I mean, the ultimate would be if he does a Kevin Durant. And if the Astros knock the Yankees out of the playoffs, and then he comes and
joins them,
the Astros,
yes,
because he wants to win a championship finally.
I'll take it all the way, and not just the Astros knock them out, but they come back from down 3-1 to knock them out of the playoffs.
Yeah. No, I don't need that much drama in my
life. No, I do. If I know they win, I'm cool with it. Yeah.
No, sweeps. I just want all sweeps. For the rest of the time, Sean, I lose too much sleep during playoff season in base. It's too much. Ever since post-Harvey, I haven't recovered from the post-Harvey sleep deficit yet of watching the Astros play baseball while we're also trying to do all that cleanup stuff.
I think about that a lot. I think about, okay, do I want a total stress-free championship, or I know your answer is yes. Do we not look back at that 2017 championship maybe slightly more fondly, that they won 13-12 in extra innings in a pivotal Game 5. That they, they had to go on the road to Game 7 and win it at Dodger Stadium. You know, like a,
that was fun. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
it was fun as hell, and it makes it, Sean? It makes it more fun to look back at.
Sean, you you sound like the teenage girl that never grew up and realized that drama in relationships does not equal love.
I think that's probably a fairly accurate depiction, and I think some would argue that I've carried that into my 40s and 50s in my everyday life. I like looking back fondly. I look back more fondly at championships where you had to go through some struggle to get to. That's you know.
I don't need to look back on things in life anymore. Who knows if I'll be alive to look back on it? I just need the championship. I need to get this and be happy with it. I don't need there to be any extra thing to it. It's just there's drama. I'm the 45-year-old woman who just wants a good man with a job who treats me right, and that's it. I don't need somebody that scares me a little bit or I feel insecure about it.
Roof over my head.
Just give me a nice, boring missionary championship, please.
free to just fiddle around with the air conditioning all day while you sit at home. Yeah. Hey, Seth, of these teams, so you mentioned it, the Yankees, they're the favorite to land Judge, but they're not a greater than 50% chance to land him, according to the odds makers. The odds makers say 36.4% chance. Giants are second on the board at, looks like, 3-1. The Mets are third on the board at 5.5-1. Dodgers are 8-1. Red Sox are 8.5-1. I would say of those four, Giants, Mets, Dodgers, Red Sox, if I were rooting for one of those teams to get Judge, the sauciest one would be the Red Sox because they would face him a bunch of times during the year. Or the Mets, they don't play a ton against each other, but it would be just fantastic theater watching it play out in New York that way.
It would be great theater. I think two things would have to happen. The Mets would have to sustain this good play that they've had. Because then it's, you know, if the Yankees fans can just sit there and say, yeah, take that, you bum. And the second part is I just don't think that's as likely to happen, because I think that Aaron Judge has lived in New York long enough to know what New Yorkers are like. And all of those things that people say, people claim that people don't say in real life, that they say on the internet. No, New Yorkers will say that in real life. You know, when they say like, oh, you're a keyboard warrior and you won't say that in real life. No. They'll say it. And they'll say it frequently and loudly.
Yes.
So especially if there's a cell phone camera on them and they can put it on the TikTok.
Yep.
So I don't think Aaron Judge wants to subject himself to that.
Okay. As long as he doesn't wind up with the Yankees after the season is over, that is sufficient schadenfreude for me. All right. Final segment coming up. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. I want to revisit Jalen Petrie because we've got folks weighing in on the text page. Jalen Petrie lives at home with his parents. Good idea for an NFL player to do. We will discuss that as we roll on here towards the top of the hour. That is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.